pleasure for you to make anything, mate.
Cheers. Look, it's been a big season. It's ups and downs. It's gone over all over the place. But we're coming down to these first place team and the eighth place team in the grand final. Who could have predicted that one day?
Amazing, isn't it, the way it's all sort of worked out. I think most of us, begrudgingly probably thought Melbourne at worst would be one of the two teams. I think even the most optimistic of Cowboys supporters probably didn't think their boys without Matt and without Jono, would have been able to do this. And hey, they're the dream. They've done it 3 weeks in a row. And, they're up against it. But only 4 weeks in a row, why not?
Look, it's been really impressive. I think as a Sydney sider and as a Parramatta fan, we got done with the Cowboys a couple of weeks back. And I was pretty crushed, obviously, at the time. But we made top four. And after last year's horrid season, I was pretty happy with that. But the Cowboys now with Morgan there, and wow, this team, I really like what they're doing.
Apart from Michael Morgan, apart from playing career best footy, for mine, what stands out with the Cowboys, they're just playing smart, no BS footy. They're playing a real final, simplified brand of footy where you put your body on the line, you ram your shoulder into your opposition chest, and you just keep doing it with the ball. You be patient, you hold on to it, you keep being patient, you hold on to it, you keep being patient, and eventually take it over the try line. And I honestly think the Cowboys have shown the other six final teams that aren't in contention, that aren't there this Sunday, how to play finals footy. It does change. And I know we hear cliches from players and coaches all the time. No, we're just going to keep doing exactly what we've done. It's been successful for 26 weeks. Well, that might be the case, but the Cowboys have just dumbed it down and are playing with so much passion, so much character, and they're 3-0 in this year's final series.
That's it. And that patience that you're talking about is something that other teams, I think, lacked. Like the Sharks and the Eels in particular, just not taking that moment to maintain,
100%. Look, Sharks, Eels, Roosters, all three of the Cowboys opponents in the final series have probably dared to dream a little early and thought, okay, we'll keep doing what we've been doing. They've pushed passes, and every time you incomplete a set, and your opposition completes a set and then ends up with a good kick on it, you drop 15 to 20 metres every time. Well, do that three times over the space of the opening 20 minutes or the opening 40 minutes, and every time you get the ball, you're on your try line. Every time you're working it out, you're doing the tough stuff, your forwards are being turned around. The Cowboys are fresh, they're muscling up. I think what they've done has just been absolutely awesome.
Yeah, for sure. Now, the question, can they do it? Can they bring that form into the game against the Storm, play the same way they've been playing, and top on the tail?
I'm set for 3 weeks in a row. The Cowboys, this is their last week, so, I'll put my hand up. I'm an idiot. I'm going to say it again, only because it's Melbourne, and Melbourne is different. I've been in the game now for 27 years, and in all honesty, this is the best club footy side I've ever seen, from 1 to 13, in fact, 1 to 17, because their bench with Big Nelson and terrible Timmy Glasby and all that crew, they're having an enormous impact as well. This is the best side I've seen, and I think they go on and win. I think they win well. I think they win easy, and I think they're, kind of the best side I've seen. As the missus tells me, three times a day, I've been wrong before.
Three times a day, is that all?
Yeah. Well, I don't see that often.
And of course, the Storm have beaten the Cowboys twice this year already as well. So, the Cowboys will be thinking about that and thinking, it's just every team that comes in against the Storm, you have to just play such disciplined football, but you've got to score points as well. You know, you've got to get around them somehow.
That's exactly right, and that may be, I wouldn't go as far as saying the Cowboys' weakness, but that's the issue every side plays. When they take on the Storm, you've got to be disciplined, you've got to be tough, you've got to be confrontational, all the cliches you want, but somehow at the end of it, you've still got to score 22 points because you know they're scoring three. And I don't know if the Cowboys or any other side has got 22 grand final points in them against Melbourne.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I think it's going to be an exciting game.
Absolutely, and sounds like I'm riding the Cowboys off. If there's any really angry North Queenslanders listening, I sincerely apologise. I've just got such a high rep on the Storm, but it could be anyone playing them on Sunday, and I'd still be tipping the Storm.
Yeah, that's it for me. Who's your tip for that Clive Churchill?
Cameron Smith, unbackable. Love him or hate him. Got to respect him. He is unbelievable. And this is coming from I'm the greatest Jonathan Thurston fan in the history of the world. And I, for a couple of years, have been saying to anyone that will listen, Thurston, next immortal, Thurston, next immortal, the greatest in the game's ever seen, the greatest I've seen. You speak to the State of Origin players that have played with Cameron and with Jonathan, and they've got absolute utmost respect for JT, and they marvel at his brilliance. But even they have Cameron on a different level. And 4 months ago, that absolutely stunned me. I mean, absolutely gobsmacked me is probably more accurate. Look what he's done in that 4 months alone. Career longevity. He rules the game like no one else, whether he's the voice of his hand or not, as most like to joke about. He is just a class above.
Yeah, and probably a pretty good chance of a Dalian tonight as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd say unbackable, and if the Dragons or the Eagles had finished the last couple of weeks off a little better, maybe Gareth and young DCE might have pushed him a little closer to the post, but for mine, Cameron wins by a margin, and rightfully so.
Yeah, I think you're right. Big game Sunday, what are you going to be watching on Bob on Sunday?
Sunday, I will head down on Saturday, and I'm doing the under-20s, which is the Eagles and the Mighty Parramatta Eagles. And the plan at the moment is to immediately after full-time race to the airport and fly home, and I'll arrive 10 minutes prior to kick-off, so we'll be pressing the pause button, trying to pizza and a six-pack on the way home, and turning off social media, pretending it's live, and watching the GFE.
Alright, well, that's a busy day flying back and in between, but that's cool that you can get back up there in time and hopefully catch as long as possible. You'll be around late, I'm sure.
Oh, let's hope so. It has happened before, I haven't.
And one more thing I was going to ask you, it's probably a different vibe here in Sydney, but I feel like the grand final, there's not much of a grand final feel in Sydney this week. It's because it's two empty out-of-state teams. Sydney, they've got a fan day tomorrow, but it's just like, it's been a struggle here in Sydney. I sort of feel like it's, really cares too much.
I bet it is. I bet it would be, really average. I'm up on the Sunshine Coast. I've been up here for 6 years now. And, when I was in Sydney and there was only one team that still didn't quite have that whole feeling that, my vintage grew up with, it was Parramatta Canterbury or Parramatta or the Dragons, whatever it was.
Yeah.
You used to love the tribalism of the two Sydney sides.
Yeah.
But game's growing. We can't be Sydney-centric anymore to the betterment of the game. And
so much for all your calls, Trent. You always enjoy seeing on the sideline there and hearing on the sideline. And, yeah, good luck on Sunday.
Lovely thing to say, Nick, and I appreciate your comments at any time. You know, the few listeners, they're desperate for someone to listen to. I'm always here.
Appreciate it, Andy. Thanks so much.
Yeah, great, man.